Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Steve here from Allied Parenting. Allied Parenting, where we offer motivation, tips, and tricks for parents. Stay-at-home parents, working parents, and single parents are more than welcome here. This space is for you. Look, a disclaimer, guys. Look, for you guys that have been listening before, you'll know this already, but I am no healthcare professional. I am not trying to brand myself as a healthcare professional. I am a stay-at-home dad bringing the tips and tricks that I've learned through my experience as a stay-at-home parent to hopefully bring some, excuse me, frog in the throat, clarity to your lives. You know, parenting is really trial and error. Well, that's how I approach my parenting experience. Trial and error, and trying to absorb as much good information off the internet through books and things like that. So I'm sharing all my successes on what works for me with you guys. Right, disclaimer over. Let's get on with the show. Alrighty, gang, I just had to clear the throat there, so I spared you from the gory details of that. Look, what I want to talk today about is the power of focus. You know what, I'm going to attach some links on some really cool free stuff that I've been getting into lately. The one major thing that I've just recently been listening to, actually, is an audiobook called exactly that, The Power of Focus. It's been great. I've got a question for you. Do you have 1,000 things going on in your head? Do you try and do 50 things at once? Does it feel like you're caught in the storm of chaos, running around doing as much as you can and seeming to only get half of the things that you get done in your day? Well, I'll tell you what. I've fallen into that trap on a few occasions, lost my focus, and tried to do too many things at once. And you know what? I've found the answer to make my life so much easier. And of course, it's from some tips and tricks that I've looked up on the net. And it's this audiobook, The Power of Concentration. Now, it's got nothing to do with parenting. It's just got to do with the mind and how you focus your mind. Focusing on one thing at a time, focusing on each task. For example, if you're going to sit down and relax and watch TV, sit down, relax, and watch TV. If you're going to sit down in the backyard and have a cup of tea and admire the backyard, just do that. It's all about shutting out all the other distractions and focusing on exactly what it is that you're doing. You know, sitting down with the kids and doing arts and crafts, experience that wholesomely, wholly. And you know what? I'm guilty. I put my hand up. I've been caught out where I'm thinking about other things. What are we going to do next? What are the other stuff that I have to do? And it detracts from my experience with my kids. And to be honest with you, it puts you off balance, I find, personally for me, for how I go about my day. If I can bring that focus back into the simple task, enjoying exactly what I'm doing in front of me right at that time, right at that minute, for everything, and make time and allocate time to think about the important things that need to be done in life, and just that, and then get back to the next task. You know, that's been really helpful to me, and hopefully that's going to be really helpful for you. I'm a big advocate on educating yourself through podcasts, books, audio books. I'm going to start doing a few more reviews on the AlliedParenting.org page. on the books and CDs, and I'm going to incorporate the audio books and podcasts that I've been listening to as well, so you guys can really amp it up, you know, and if that's what you want to get into. I listen to a lot of stuff, broad varieties of stuff to keep my mind focused. And you know what? I used to do a bunch, when I'm cleaning the house or doing the dishes, all the boring, I want to keep the swear words out of this show because I want to have it as a wholesome family show. The crappy jobs, the boring stuff, you know. But you know what? I'm focusing on those tasks solely now, and I'm finding holistically in my whole day is a lot more balanced and a lot more cruisy and a lot more low stress, believe it or not. And then I'll find time now just to decompress while the kids are asleep. Well, the kids are actually asleep now and I'm writing emails and doing blogs and podcasts and stuff. But, you know, I'll make time as well to sit down and listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook and relax. The human body on a cellular level works so much better in a relaxed state. On the last podcast we did, we talked about meditation. Have you done meditation this week? Have you tried a bit of meditation over the last few weeks? Is it still something that you might think is a little bit, you know, lame and ridiculous, or, you know, you're not ready for it yet? Look, I urge you to give it a go. Simple breathing for 5 minutes with your eyes closed, just relaxing your whole being, letting your mind ramble and unravel. And you know what? Your body relax, your whole neuromuscular system starts to relax, and your health. It's scientifically proven that today, guys, that this stuff really helps on so many levels with your health, mental strength, physical well-being, and a whole lot more. But you know what, guys? I want to keep talking today, but I'm going to have to stop there. I'm going to have to wind it up, and I'm going to have to do a new podcast real soon. The sun's just woken up. I'm going to have to go and tend to the little boy. So, hey, hope you guys are having a really great time and an awesome parenting experience. Take care. I'll speak to you again real soon. See ya.